motion for 5 knots.
Aye, sir.
Richmond's Tredegar Ironworks made cannons and steel plates for ironclads like the mythical one in this Clive Cussler movie, and made submarines like the Hunley, which made history.
150 years ago, last night,
Sam Craighead at the Museum of the Confederacy.
The Confederate-built submarine Hunley left its berth and went out approximately 7 miles, attacked and sank the U.S. sloop of war, Housatonic. It was the first successful sinking of an enemy warship by a submarine.
The Confederacy had been experimenting with ironclads and submarines, and Tredegar was deeply involved with both.
Actually, there were a number of submarines made by the Confederates, and Tredegar did make one of them. In fact, there's an account of a trial which blew up a barge in the James River, right off the Tredegar Ironworks. But we don't know what happened to that submarine. It was, quote, taken down to Hampton Roads, and that's the last we hear of it.
The Hunley was found and raised and brought by barge to a conservation lab in North Charleston, where it is slowly revealing its secrets. There was a memorial service in Charleston, honoring both the Hunley crew and the 5 Union sailors who died. The Hunley and the ironclad Virginian and Richmond's Tredegar Ironworks changed naval warfare forever.
The battle between the ironclads and the wooden warships of the United States fleet proved to the world that the day of the ironclad was here and the day of the wooden navy was gone.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.